Well, good morning and happy Sunday, Redeemed Church. It's Pastor Steve. We're starting yet another internet-only service, but praise the Lord, we know it won't be long till we all can gather again together soon. Praise the Lord. We always like to start off with a praise report, amen? And you know, we've gotten more than one email or text regarding financial miracles this past week, and so just say praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful supernatural provisions. Even in times like this where it seems like people are under pressure, whether it's financial pressure or health pressure or just fear and worry, these kind of things, Jesus shines, church. I mean, he just shines right through, and heaven is not in any kind of financial pinch of any kind. Nobody's sick in heaven. Amen. We're just believing God to just manifest himself in supernatural ways. Well, get your communion elements together because we're going to receive communion after the worship time this morning together as we do the last Sunday of every month, and today would be no exception. Amen. Why don't you stand up on your feet if you can, and let's begin with our statement of faith with a nice loud voice. Ready, begin. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I walk by faith and not by sight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, walking in faith and victory. I am called, anointed, and chosen, favored, blessed, and loved. I'm the head and not the tail, not beneath but above. I'm a child of God, and God loves me. Praise the Lord. Why don't you just take a moment and post or text or call somebody or tell somebody in your house, God loves you and everything is going to be all right. Let's worship God together.
I've got your joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I got joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I've got joy. I've got your joy. Your joy from the moment my feet hit the floor. I'm gonna sing your praises, Lord. Doesn't matter what the day may bring. I'm gonna lift my voice and sing. I've got your joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I got joy. Gonna lift your name, let the praises roll. I've got joy down in my soul. Gonna
Holy Spirit in this place today to say, welcome, Holy Spirit. I receive you afresh today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise and glorify you, Lord, and welcome your presence in this place today. Oh, I believe he's touching and healing bodies today. Just lay hands on your head and say, I believe I receive my healing today. Lay hands on your children or grandchildren and just release the healing power of God on them. In Jesus' name, I say, be healed in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Father God. Thank you for the power that's in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to receive communion right now, church. So if you have your bread and your cup, just take the bread and we're going to pray over it. Just say, Father God, I thank you for the body of Jesus that was broken so that my body could be made whole. Thank you for the power that's in the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for me. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Take the bread. Oh, just say, thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken so my body could be made whole. Take the cup now and just let's pray over it. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for the remission of our sins. The blood doesn't cover my sins. It washed my sins away. And I thank you for the joy of the Lord that is my strength. I receive the blood, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just receive the cup now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord together again. Amen.
You can see it across the nations. Excitement filling the air. Miracle signs and wonders. The lost being saved everywhere.
Worthy of worthy.
church. Somebody just shout amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to worship the Lord now with our tithes and offerings. Amen. And I'm looking here on the shelf. I've got an autobiography from Oral Roberts called Expect a Miracle. My life and ministry, Oral Roberts. And there's a picture by it of me and him and his wife, Evelyn, and he's autographing this autobiography. And it's from July 2nd, 2000, and he says, "To Steve, be a sower and reaper always, Oral Roberts." And it's cool because you can actually read his autograph. And then he says, Philippians 4:15. So I want to look at Philippians 4:15 right now. And it says this, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only." Praise the Lord. Giving and receiving. Somebody say, "I'm a sower and a reaper." Amen. So as we give, as we sow, and Mr. Roberts is such a great example of the blessings of God and what a marvelous breakthrough healing ministry, tent meetings, a university that's still thriving today. His son, Richard, and his wife, Lindsay, have a wonderful broadcast that's on every week on the Victory Network, and just a marvelous ministry that's been around for decades. Amen. And what an honor that I had to meet him and get an autographed autobiography. But just a great reminder from a great man of God, always be a sower and a reaper. And church, even in times like this where it seems tough, I mean, there's reasons why many praise reports came in this week for prosperity, for the blessings of God, because church, you and I have been redeemed from the curse of poverty, and our redemption plan does not get nullified just because things are tough on the world. Amen. We've been redeemed from the curse of poverty. So we continue our sowing and we continue our reaping and we continue being a blessing. Amen. God is so good. Let's pray over our tithes and offerings. Father, we thank you today. As we give, we sow our seed in faith, expecting to receive your blessings, God. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you, Lord, that you're the God of great abundance, and we receive your wealth and riches and financial prosperity as part of our redemption plan, and we receive it today in full. We receive canceled debts, increase, raises, bonuses, jobs, businesses, ministries, houses, vacation houses, the blessings of God. And in the same breath, Lord, we pray the windows of heaven open, Father, on our nation today. Father, the economic downturn in this nation, we take authority over it in the name and by the blood of Jesus, and we declare businesses reopening, jobs continuing and coming back to people, the economy of this nation continuing to thrive and be a blessing throughout the world. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. And you can still mail your tithes and offerings to Redeemed Church, P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671, excuse me. God bless you, and thank you so much for your ongoing giving. Well, let's pray and get into today's message, church. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to us today. Make us sensitive, Lord, to your voice, and we'll give you all the praises and glory. Give us hearts to respond, Lord God, to your words, and we'll give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to continue on the message entitled Outward Signs of an Inward Work. Everybody say, outward signs of an inward work. What inward work are we talking about? The inward work of you being born again, of me being saved. We are born again, children of God, and there ought to be some outward signs of the inward work of salvation that's happening in our lives. Amen? And we've been ministering along these lines for a number of weeks, and today we want to focus on the outward sign of communion. Somebody say communion. And as you know, if you remember back to the beginning of the year, we were focusing on this year on being a year of focusing on our fellowship with Jesus. Say the word fellowship. Amen. And the word communion in the dictionary, one of the words that defines communion is the word fellowship. And we talked at the beginning of the year about the importance of being in church and the importance of fellowshipping with Jesus personally, each of us individually, and of us fellowshipping together as a body. So isn't it interesting, church, that one of the things the enemy has confronted us with, has advanced against us, is the inability to get together and have church. Now, in all of my years, you know, I'm approaching the half a century mark in next year, 2021, I will turn 50. I have never seen anything like this, church. I don't think most people would say the same thing. Amen? Where we're not able to be together, we're not able to, you know, all the things that are in order, you know, and praise God, stuff's happening. I heard a wonderful report this past week that the state of California is having extreme high heat right now. They're breaking records for this time of the year, which is a word that was prophetically given and prayed, and we've been praying for higher heat waves, because heat waves kill viruses. Amen. And so they were having the Sacramento Victory Campaign with the Copelands, and virtually they were having it. And what a wonderful report to hear that the entire state of California, from Sacramento on down through LA, is pushing triple digits, and it's going to be there for a few days, which is going to help to knock this thing down. Amen. Louisiana has had these kind of reports, so Texas, I know. So praise God, church. The Lord is moving. We just got to keep praying. Let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, in regards to this COVID-19, we ask you for a heat wave, Lord, turning up the heat. Your Holy Spirit is like wind and fire. It talks about the fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus baptizes us in fire. And so we release the fire of the Holy Ghost and heat waves across this land to fry this virus. Just say, fry it, Jesus. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Well, where does stuff like this come from? When we're talking to Jesus, we're talking about fellowshipping together, being in church, we desire to do these things. It comes from a place of personal communion. And, you know, today being the last Sunday of the month, we receive communion as a church. And we talk about the elements, the bread and the cup. Well, let's actually begin with our foundation text, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5. Amen. I believe this is the bedrock, right? This is the reason why we do everything we do. Amen. Individually, with our relationship with the Lord, with each other. Here it is. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God. Somebody say, I love the Lord my God. With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Did you notice the emphasis on with all? Somebody say, I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Amen. With all my soul and with all my strength. Praise God. Amen. We love God. That's why we commune with Him. That's why we're looking for and believing for outward signs of the inward work of salvation in each one of our lives. Amen? The first outward sign is you got born again. If you've never been born again, or you wandered away from Jesus, you just simply pray and say, Father God, I receive Jesus Christ and His sacrifice that He made for me on the cross. His death and resurrection. I believe He died for me. I believe He rose again. And I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins. And I receive you as Lord of my life. You're born again. Amen. Now, once you're born again, you don't have to stop at just being born again. Amen. Which, born again, being born again, church, I mean, that is priority one. Amen. That's the greatest miracle of all miracles, is a human being being saved. Hallelujah. We have a dear neighbor of ours who just went to heaven today, actually, at the time of this recording. Amen. Saturday, April 26th, I believe. Amen. She went to sleep and woke up in heaven. She's in her 90s. Praise the Lord. And some of the folks that brought me the news were kind of downcast about it. And yeah, we're going to miss her. But you know, the truth, church, the truth is this. If you're born again, then leaving this planet is the best thing that can ever happen to you. Amen. And here's the other part of the thing there. If we're not born again, then leaving this planet is the worst thing that could ever happen to you. So somebody just say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to heaven. But amen. After we get born again, though, church, we can have this thing called a relationship with God. Amen. And it's all about having a communion with Him. Amen. And look at the verse here. If you have your notes in front of you, John 6:56 says this. We're talking about the outward sign of communion, which is, a token of our fellowship with Jesus. And Jesus says this, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Now, to us, we understand from this side of the empty tomb, right? From this side of the cross, that he was talking about, you know, taking the body, the bread, taking the cup, the juice, and the, how the bread represents his body and the cup represents his blood. Amen. That we're eating and drinking to our healing. We're not eating and drinking so we can be saved. We're eating and drinking to show that we are in fellowship with Jesus. And I'll tell you what, it's a great idea to be receiving communion every day, church. Every day. You know why? Because the devil's at work every day to separate us. Not separate us from being saved, but separate us from our communion with the one we love. And I don't know about you, but if I'm out of communion with Jesus, it messes up my communion with everybody else. My wife, my kids, myself. I mean, come on, man. But it's interesting because in this particular chapter of Matthew 6, it says that many, many of his followers did not follow him anymore after he said this. They didn't understand what he was talking about. And he asked his disciples, what about you? Are you going to not follow me now? Because I said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him, right? And Peter says, Lord, who else are we going to follow? You are the Christ. You're the Lord. You're God in the flesh. Amen. Praise God. So receiving communion, church, receiving the body and the blood of Jesus is a very practical outward sign of an inward work. And you can do it all the time. You can do it every day. You know, in seasons like this where there's extra pressure, I mean, you can't walk into a Walmart, a Safeway, drive down the street without feeling the pressure people are under right now. Amen. But with Jesus Christ, church, amen, we are free from these external pressures that people are feeling right now. Amen. And you might be feeling some pressure. Just because you're born again doesn't mean we don't experience some pressures from the outside. Amen. But Jesus is here to relieve the pressure, to set us free. Amen. And it all comes back to being and staying in communion with Him. Somebody say, I stay in communion with Jesus today. Amen. That's where our healing is. Amen. That's where our freedom is. That's where our deliverance is. That's where our financial breakthroughs are. Amen. Staying in communion with Him. And our enemy, the devil, is going to work overtime. Is going to work overtime. I'll say it again. He is going to work overtime to disrupt our fellowship with Jesus. The Lord told me this a while back. I was going through some issues in my life, and I was so focused on the issue, and Jesus said, no, son, it's the enemy, and he's after our fellowship. Amen. So whose responsibility is it to stay in fellowship from this point? It's my responsibility to not let anything come between me and the Lord. He did his part, I would say. And I would venture to say this, church, I think he did the hard part. Amen. So what do? We stay in fellowship with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord forevermore. Now look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. We're going to talk about, in this segment of the message, the great importance of abiding in Jesus. The great importance of abiding in Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14 says it this way. And I highlighted, if you have your notes, I highlighted words that talk about being in Him. Amen. Somebody say, I'm abiding in Jesus. I'm staying in communion and fellowship with the Lord. And Ephesians chapter 1 is just rich with this concept. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me just say something about the Apostle Paul. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. And I was reading through my daily Bible, my Bible reading calendar. And there is one of the most worst stories. I mean, the Bible isn't just all rated G, church. There's PG areas. This is probably a rated R section. And you might remember the story of a person coming to stay with someone, and their wife was violated and killed by members of the tribe of Benjamin. And he divided her body into pieces and sent pieces of her throughout the tribes of Israel. And all the tribes of Israel came together, were so furious that this happened in Israel to this man and his wife. And they confronted the children of Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin. And Benjamin refused, the people of the tribe of Benjamin refused to repent, refused to turn these perverted men over that had done this terrible deed. And it caused a civil war to break out between the tribes of Israel, almost wiped out the entire tribe of Benjamin with the exception of a few hundred. I mean, amazing. The Apostle Paul is a member of the tribe. He says, I am of the tribe of Benjamin. Talk about an amazing story here, that this tribe of Benjamin that was almost completely eradicated because of an awful sin. I see the grace of God in this. I see the grace of God reaching into a dead place and saving people. Amen. What a horrific thing. But here's a man who wrote much of the New Testament by the power of the Holy Ghost of the tribe of Benjamin. So keeping that in mind, and the things that Paul himself, before he was Paul, he was Saul, and he was all about persecuting the church, killing Christians, imprisoning Christians, shutting down the gospel, persecuting people, and he got saved, saved, saved. Amen. So here's a man who understands what it is to be separated from the truth, and now he is united with his Savior, and nothing's going to stop him. We got to have that attitude, church. Nothing is going to stop me from being in communion with Jesus or in accomplishing what he's called me to do. Ephesians 1, this is again Paul speaking. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 3, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Where do you belong, church? Somebody say, in the heavenly places in Christ. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. Verse 4, just as he chose us in him, somebody say in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Where do we belong? In him, in love. Verse 5, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Where do we belong? In love, in the beloved, capital B. Do you see where God has elevated us to? Do you see where the Lord, he's elevated you as a born-again believer into the heavenly places in Christ, in Him, in love, in the Beloved, capital B, glory to God. This is wonderful. So what do? We grow into Him. We grow into Christ. We grow in our knowledge and comprehension of His great love for us, of this great salvation that He has brought to us. It's all about being in Him, being in communion, staying in fellowship with Him, refusing to be separated from Him. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says this, in Him, or again, Ephesians 1, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Don't you know it's all about the grace and mercy of God, church? Amen. Which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Praise the Lord. In Him. Somebody say, I'm in Him. Verse 9, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, in Him. This reminds me, church, I know it's a lot of words here, but this reminds us that there's coming a day when He will gather us all together and we'll all go home to be with Jesus in heaven. What a glorious day. There's a rapture coming, church. Amen. These things that are happening across the world are signs, church. They are signs that Jesus is coming soon. Oh, church, let's pray. Pray. Think of someone that you know that isn't born again, that's away from God. Just pray in the Spirit. Oh, God, we pray that their eyes would be opened. We call them back, Lord Jesus, those people that we know, those people that we love that maybe are away from God, Lord. This plague that's on the earth, Lord, is a sign that it would, Father, it is a sign and a reminder that Jesus is coming soon. We don't bow our knees to that thing, but we declare Jesus is coming soon. Lord, that it would be an alarm in people's spirits who aren't saved, an alarm to wake up and come to Jesus immediately. Get right with Jesus. We claim it done. We send the angels of God forth to go and do this, to bring them, Lord God, into places, into situations around people, near something that's broadcasting the gospel. Bring situations and circumstances in their lives that they would come to Jesus Christ and be saved. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. But we rejoice, church, that in the hope that there's coming a day when He's gathering us all together to be in heaven together. Oh, think of people that you know that have already passed on over to glory. My grandparents. I've got cousins, aunts, uncles, friends. What a reunion. I mean, it's going to be the reunion of all reunions when we all get together. When we all get together, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Remember that gospel tune, amen? That day is coming, hallelujah. And you're going to be there, and I'm going to be there. We were listening to a Christian comedian today, Lowry, I believe is his name, Mark Lowry. And he was talking about how he doesn't prefer to get up at 4:30 in the morning, and he had to set his clock for 4:30 in the morning. And he's talking about, what if Jesus comes back? It's going to be 4:30 in the morning somewhere when He comes back. He's like, you know, if that's me and He comes back at 4:30 in the morning, I'll probably have been in heaven a couple hours before I even realize I'm there. But somebody just say, praise, praise, praise the Lord. Just take a praise break. Just lift your hands and say, praise, praise, praise the Lord. He's coming soon, and I'm ready to go. But in the meantime, I'm going to be communing with Jesus, fellowshipping with my family and God, and praying and just interceding. Glory to God. Let's continue in this. Verse 10 continues. He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. Verse 11, in Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ, somebody say in Christ, should be to the praise of His glory. You know what? If you trusted in Christ, if you put your trust in Christ, oh man, there's no better place to be. Stephen Curtis Chapman has a song that talks about there's no better place on earth than the road that leads to heaven. And don't you know that's Jesus? Amen. And verse 13 says this, in Him, somebody say, in Him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. Thanks be to God for the word of truth, for ministers and believers who are sharing the words of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of your salvation, in whom, somebody say, in whom, also having believed. Don't you know, it's not just enough to hear the truth. We have to then believe the truth. Praise God forevermore. You're born again because you heard the truth and you believed the truth. Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, the Lord was reminding me this week, don't forget about the Holy Spirit, son. He's the one who's with you on the inside of you. You're baptized in the Holy Ghost. He's right there with you. Praise the Lord. He's the one that's preaching through me right now, I believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Verse 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Thanks be to God who gives us the glory. And he's talking there again about the Holy Ghost being the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Don't you know there's a day coming where Jesus comes to planet Earth and says, okay, that one's mine, and that one's mine, and that one's mine. Time to come home. Somebody say, praise the Lord, to the praise of His glory. Amen. Well, let's conclude with talking about this term that I'm hearing so often lately. I don't know why I hadn't noticed. I know it's been around a bit. A lot of these terms I've never heard before until this particular season of life. But just this past week, I've heard this term often, shelter in place. Amen. The idea of please don't leave your house unless absolutely necessary. Well, you know what? There's a great spiritual lesson in that as well. And if you've Googled the image or you've seen the signs, right? I work still out in the, the job is considered essential, so I'm out there doing things. And it's a house, you know, the outline of a house and a human inside the house. Stay home. Amen. Well, as I was seeking God about today's message, that phrase just jumped out at me. And here's where he went with it. Here's where the Holy Ghost, don't you love how the Holy Ghost takes something that the enemy can use to scare us and or to depress us or discourage us, right? And he can take it and just turn the light on, man. And here we go. Somebody say, here we go. Psalm 91, verse 1 in the Amplified says this, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Somebody say, I'm staying home. I'm staying in the shelter of Jesus, and I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving the shelter of Jesus. I dwell in Him and I remain in Him and I am secure and I rest in Him. And no, the power of the enemy will not withstand, cannot break through that seal. Praise the Lord forevermore, church. Somebody say, I'm sheltering in place. I'm sheltering in peace. I'm sheltering in Jesus. I'm sheltering in praise. Glory to God. You're sheltering in your communion with Him. Amen. Matthew 6:6 says it this way in the Passion Translation. But whenever you pray, go into your innermost chamber and be alone with the Father God, praying to Him in secret, and your Father who sees all you do will reward you openly. I love that phrase, go into your innermost chamber. Hallelujah. Don't you know inside of you, I've heard ministers, I think Joyce Meyer said it this way, inside every person is a God-shaped hole, right? Don't you know inside of each believer, there is a spirit. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. We go into our innermost chamber, right? He dwells with us on the inside of us, church. You don't have to go farther than the tip of your nose. to find our shelter in God. You don't have to build a shack or build a, you know, a closet or build another room onto your house and call it your God shelter. No, no. He's already built it on the inside. That's why he doesn't dwell in the Ark of the Covenant anymore. He broke out of there. That's why when Jesus rose again, that curtain ripped, right? Because why? Because the devil was ripping people off. Amen. And God is done with it. God tore out of there, and now he's living on the inside of us. All we got to do is go inward, church. And that doesn't mean I'm praying to me. This means I'm going into my innermost chamber where I fellowship with God. Oh, in my spirit, I see it like this beautiful cabin with a fireplace and beautiful furniture, and it's quiet, and I just come in there and I fellowship with my Father. Somebody say, shelter in place. And don't you know, you can live your whole life from that place. Glory to God. You can be on a bus. You can be at home. You can be on the treadmill. You can be at the office. You can be at school. And you can be sheltering in place. What does that mean? You're not leaving your place of communion with Jesus. Praying in the Holy Ghost, right? Doing what he says, praising him. It doesn't mean you got to be shouting and jumping around on tabletops and that, but inside you're fellowshipping, you're communing, you're interceding, you're constantly staying with him, staying with him, staying in him. Glory to God forevermore. And we'll close with this. Why is that so important, Pastor Steve? Well, because we love him. Amen. It's a wonderful way to live. Hallelujah. Amen. But here's a great reason too, to close. Matthew 7, 24 and 25 says this. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine. Well, how are we going to hear these sayings of his? In the innermost place. Coming to be with him. Spending time in his word. Time in prayer. Time in praise. Being in church. Listening to anointed preaching and teaching like this. Amen. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man or wise woman who built his house on the rock. Glory to God. Shelter in place. Stay in the house. Amen. Oh, some of these houses people are in are beautiful. You see the things people post on Instagram and rich guys or whatever, and they got this mansion. Oh, it must be tough to be sheltering in place in your mansion. And some other folks that I see throughout the week are in tiny apartments or whatever. Amen. But you know, it doesn't matter what kind of physical house you live in. If you're sheltering in place with Jesus in your innermost being, right? Then, oh, what a great place to live, church. Here it says, if you're doing that, you're listening to him, you're doing what he says, you're fellowshipping with him, then you're the one who built your house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. And I'll tell you what, church, there is a spiritual storm going on right now that people are freaking out, you know, terrified, scared, depressed, right? Frightened, right? And it's a spiritual flood, spiritual wind, spiritual pressure. And I'll tell you what, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, that stuff cannot touch you because you're like the little pig that built his house with bricks. Amen. And the devil comes to huff and puff, and he can huff and puff all he wants. That house is going to stand. Why? Jesus says it right here. It did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's founded on the Word of God, the rock of God's Word, your place of communion and fellowship. Let's pray. Just pray this after me. Say, Father God, I commit to you to stay with you, to live in that place of communion with you, to fellowship with you every day, to walk with you, to follow your leading, to listen to your voice, to stay in your word. I will not quit. I will press into you and grow in my knowledge and grow in my love and my communion with you. And I'll give you all the praise and glory, Father. Thank you for the victory that's in Jesus. And I'll give you all the praise and glory. I choose to shelter in place in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Shelly and I, the family, we love you. We miss you. We know we're going to see you soon. In the meantime, make sure you stay in touch with us. RedeemedFam@gmail.com is where you can find us. and be watching for this week's Evotional with Pastor Steve on our Facebook page. God bless you guys and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.